Chapter 19 Graham Nicholson sat on his customary stool beside the bar in the crash dumper, the one furthest away from the blaring audio block, and listened to Diego Sanigra, a crewman from the Bryant, complain about the way the ship had been treated by Colin Rexu. The Bryant was a colonist carrier starship that had arrived in Lalonde 2 days ago, and so far not one of its 5,500 colonists had been taken out of Zero Tau. It was a ruinous state of affairs, Diego Sanigra claimed. The governor had no right to refuse the colonists' disembarkation. And the energy expenditure for every extra hour they spent in orbit was costing a fortune. The line company would blame the crew, as they always did. His salary would suffer, his bonus would be non-existent, his promotion prospects would be reduced, if not ruined. Graham Nicholson nodded sympathetically, as his neural mnemonics carefully stored the aggrieved ramblings in a memory cell. There wasn't much which could be used, but it was good background material. How the big conflict reached down into individual lives, the kind of thing he covered so well. Graham had been a reporter for 52 of his 78 years. He reckoned no journalist didactic course could teach him anything new, not now. With his experience, he should have been formatting didactic courses, except there wasn't a news company editor in existence who would want junior reporters corrupted to such an extent. In every sense, he was a hack reporter, with an unerring knack of turning daily misfortune into spicy epic tragedy. He went for the human underbelly every time, highlighting the suffering and misery of little people who were trampled on, the ones who couldn't fight back against the massive, uncaring forces of governments, bureaucracies, and companies. It was not from any particular moral indignation. He certainly didn't see himself as championing the underdog. He simply felt emotions laid raw, made for a better story, with higher audience ratings. To some degree, he had even begun to look like the victims he empathized with so well. It was partly reflexive. They were less suspicious of someone whose clothes never quite fitted, who had thick, ruddy skin and watery eyes. His brand of sensationalism went down well with the tabloid broadcasts, but by concentrating on the seedy aspects he knew best, building a reputation as a specialist of dross, he found himself being squeezed out of the more prestigious assignments. He hadn't covered a half-decent story for a decade. Over the last few years, his neural mnemonics had been used less for sensitized recording and more for running stimulant programs. Time Universe had given him a roving assignment 8 years ago, pushing him off onto all the shabby little fringe jobs that no one else with a gram of seniority would cover. Anything to keep him out of a studio or an editorial office where his contemporaries had graduated to. Well, no more. The joke was on the office has-beens now. Graham Nicholson was the only man on the ground, the one with the clout, the one with the kudos. Lalonde was going to earn him the awards he'd been denied all these years. Then maybe after that, one of those nice cosy office seats back home on Decatur. He had been on Lalonde for 3 months to do a documentary-style report on the New World Frontier, and gather general sensorized impressions and locations for the company library's memory cores. Then this wonderful calamity had fallen on Lalonde. Calamitous for the planet and its people, for Rexru and the LDC Career Administration staff, but for Graham Nicholson it was manna from heaven. It being war, or an Ivet rebellion, or a Xenoc invasion, depending on who you were talking to. He had included accounts of all three theories on the flex Eurydice had taken to Avon last week. But it was strange that after 2.5 weeks the governor had still made no official announcement as to exactly what was happening up in the Kolheim and Zamjan counties. That executive assistant of Rexu's, Terence Smith, he's talking about sending us to another Phase One colony world, Diego Sanigra grumbled. He took another gulp of bitter from his tankard. As if that's going to be of any help. What would you say if you were a colonist who paid passage for Lalonde and came out of Zero Tau to find yourself on Liai Tong Wan? That's Chinese ethnic, you know. They wouldn't like the Euro-Christian types we've got stored on board. "Is that where Terence Smith suggests you take them?" Graham Nicholson asked.